Hi everyone, this is your host, Sam, and you're listening to Wiccan Witch of the South.
Hi everyone, and welcome back. It's been a long time since you've heard this voice coming through your speakers. Well, if you're curious about where I've been and what's going to be the future of this podcast, please continue to listen. Obviously, I'll get into where I've been and what's been going on with me over the past year since I've posted. If you're not interested in any of that, you can skip this episode because that's basically what it's going to be. And our regularly scheduled programming will continue. I have a lot of great ideas for what I want to do with this podcast moving forward. I have a lot of really neat things that we can do for episodes. I have some additional things that I'm going to be doing in addition to the podcast. So I will get into that in the beginning of the podcast so you can, you know, kind of hear what's going to be expected, and then you can skip and wait until the next episode comes around. So as far as what's coming down the pipeline, I'll be doing an episode for Beltane. If you have been listening for a while, you know where I left off at was my Ostara episode. I had planned to do a Sabbath series throughout the year and cover all the different Sabbaths that we have within Wicca and witchcraft. So I know Beltane has already passed, so it's going to be a little bit different than what I originally intended with the series, but I would like to have that episode out and in my roster. That way people can go back and listen to it and prepare for the holidays, which was my original intention with the series. So since it's still May, kind of, I'm just going to go ahead and do that Beltane episode, and then we will continue on with doing the Lytha episode in June. So with that being said, in terms of uploading schedule, and I will get into this in the rest of the episode where I talk about, you know, what's been going on with me. I will not be uploading bi-weekly like I was previously. Long story short, and like I said, I'll get into it. The bi-weekly schedule was just too much for me, and that's some of the reason I left this podcast kind of up in the air, was because some additional stuff happened in my life and I took on new responsibilities and, you know, that kind of thing. And so it got really difficult to be able to record an episode, edit it, and upload it within a time that I felt like I was providing quality episodes. Because the problem is, it was never for me about quantity. I didn't want to just put out an episode just for the sake of having one. And there were times that I did that, and it's probably very obvious which episodes were the, you know, filler episodes, so to speak. But it was really a battle for me because I wanted to provide good quality episodes, and I just wasn't able to put in the effort to record and put out quality episodes every 2 weeks. So what will end up happening, probably my episode, quote unquote, for this month will be this one and additionally the Beltane episode, and then I will do the Lytha episode for June. So I'll be uploading once a month. But that's not the only thing that I'm going to be doing. I have thought about it and really muddled over it. And I think that what I'm going to do additionally for my listeners is tarot readings on Twitch. So if you don't know, Twitch has a Just Chatting channel. And so my idea was I'm going to record and do tarot readings for people kind of as an advertisement for the podcast, but also a way for people who listen to the podcast already to engage with me. One thing that I had thought about doing before I left was a Patreon, and that was kind of what I was hinting at all those times, was that I was going to start up a Patreon and do readings monthly for people through the Patreon. So I think one of the best ways that I can kind of do that without having to create a separate area to do tarot readings, because I love tarot readings. I love oracle readings. That's just something that I find really fun, and I love getting practice in all the time. That way I'm not just reading for myself, but I can also read for other people. I think it's fascinating and I enjoy it. So that's something additional that I can do. It doesn't take as much planning, obviously, as a podcast episode does. So it takes a little bit of weight off me in that I can provide content to my listeners without it having to be something that either A, is shoddy and not up to par with what I want to bring as far as quality is concerned, or, you know, B, that I'm literally just uploading once a month and that's all you ever hear from me. So that's kind of where I'm wanting to go with that. I'll announce once I actually get the Twitch account set up, and that way we can start doing that. You know, that probably will be bi-weekly or just whenever I feel like it. I will announce it on my Instagram, which is underscore Wiccan Witch of the South underscore. Another thing that I will be doing is I want to continue doing my book reviews. Currently, I am reading The Horned God of the Witches by Jason Mankey. It's really good so far. I've enjoyed it. So that will be an episode as well. I will do a book review on that. Additionally, I will probably continue doing topical episodes as well. I think they're very useful, especially if you're new to the craft. I think it makes it easier when you have somebody, you know, kind of explaining something rather than trying to dive into all these books and stuff. Because that's what I did when I started. I would just read and read and read and read. And it just becomes like so much of an informational overload. And you're like, I just need to know how to do warding. I don't need all this other information, you know. So having like an episode that is just about that one thing, I think is very useful. And you know, as my craft has, grown, as I've, you know, been in it longer over the year, I mean, it's only been a year, right? It's not like it's been 10, but, even over this year, I've learned a lot, about, you know, my personal faith and my craft. So I think that I can bring some extra things to the table that makes it a little bit easier. The problem with those episodes is I really like to research and I like to get a lot of books and I like to get a lot of sources, because I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to information, especially about, you know, something like, you know, a religion or a path, a spiritual path, you want to have sources, because I can sit here and, you know, talk out of my ass all day, but I would rather provide you information where you can go, okay, I'm going to go look up this and see, you know, what else this person says and if I agree with it or not, you know, and then it's, you can cherry pick what fits for your particular spiritual path, because not everybody is going to agree, even within a religion, like Wicca, where it's, you know, it's very all encompassing and broad, and there's a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of different paths that you can take. And so some things are going to work for me, that's not going to work for you, and vice versa. So it gives you the opportunity to kind of take what you will with it. But that being said, that's pretty much the updates on what is going to be happening moving forward. Like I said, we'll have our Beltane episode. I probably will put that out either the next week or the week after. Kind of some of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about in the future. I actually ended up starting a master's program, so I've been super busy with that. So a lot of my uploading is going to kind of be based on like my school workload. Like, is that some of the reason why I left? So just bear with me while I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and try to set up a good schedule. Episodes will come out on Sundays like they used to. Sundays at 12 Central Time. So hopefully, so that's kind of the plan moving forward. I appreciate everybody who continued to follow the Instagram account. I appreciate all the kind messages, that everyone had sent and, you know, over the year that I have, you know, been gone. I really appreciate it. And it's nice to know that I did retain some listeners that probably were like, where did she go? So yeah, of course. With that being said, let's get into where I was and what was going on with me over the past year. So for those of you who were listening prior to my 1 year time skip, you probably all are wondering, well, Sam, where the heck have you been? It's a long story, but basically around the time that I did the Ostara episode, I was moving. And so that took up a lot of my time, which is partially the reason why the Ostara episode was the last episode. I mean, moving is just never fun, and it just took a lot of my energy. Second thing that was going on is I was in a job that was currently going through an audit. If you work in the business field, that word sends a shiver down everyone's spine. And it was a big one, and it was a big thing for the company that I worked for. So it took a lot of my time. It took a lot of my energy. I ended up leaving that company later in the year, and now I'm at a job where I can work from home, and I'm a lot better off mentally and like emotionally. It was very draining for me. I was heavily depressed in 22, and you know, it just took a lot out of me, and I think that I just wasn't in the headspace to be able to create as much as I probably needed to be completely honest with you. I'm the kind of person that I have to constantly be making stuff, and it doesn't matter what it is. It can be like a little 5 second craft, or it can be origami, or it can be knitting, or an entire podcast. It doesn't matter. I just have to be creating to keep my mental health and well-being good. And I just wasn't doing that. I didn't have the energy or the willpower to do it. So that was really stressful. Additionally, I, through what happened with my company, kind of realized that I was not in the career path that I wanted to be in. I was miserable in business. And so I made the executive choice to go back to school. I currently have a bachelor's degree, which I got well back. Like, I can't believe it's been that long, but I did have a bachelor's degree already, but it was not in the field that I wanted to be in, even when I originally started in school. And so I decided to go back to school, and I was very fortunate enough to be able to start a master's program online for the job that I actually want to do for the rest of my life. And so I started that up in July, and that just kind of added an additional thing of like, well, I can't do the podcast because I've got all this schoolwork to do. And I made the dumb mistake of being a full-time employee and also doing full-time school at the same time. And then I got into a new relationship around that time as well. So I was doing two classes, and then a full-time job, and then also a completely new relationship. So woo, I make great decisions. I did this, also when I was, just graduated too. I started a new job, I graduated college, and then I got my first dog, all in the span of like, I think 2 months. So yeah, when I do new things, I like to speed run it apparently. So master's degree happened, and that took a lot of my time. Now I've gone down to just one class a semester, which is way more manageable for me. And you know, I've been in my relationship for almost a year now, and so that's kind of calmed down. But as time went on, and you know, I started this new job, I kept coming back to the idea of starting the podcast back. And part of it was like, well, do I have time? You know, do I have the energy and the resources and the willpower to like research and, you know, do everything that I was doing before? Like, do I want to continue down the same path? Like what would I want out of the podcast if I started it back? And it kind of came down to the fact that I realized that some of the reason why I never approached it again after things kind of calmed down with my school, with moving, with my job and everything, was because I was kind of in this spiritual rut. I wasn't doing my daily card readings anymore. I really didn't do any kind of spell work. I wasn't celebrating any of the holidays. You know, it was just kind of like, yeah, I still believe it, but you know, I don't really need anything, or you know, I don't really need to, you know, talk to spirit or whatever. And so it really came down to the fact that I was treating witchcraft as a kind of wish granting factory. And what I mean by that is I would go to my tarot cards when I wanted them to tell me what to do. I would do a spell when I wanted something, when I needed something. And outside of that, I really didn't actively participate in my faith because of, and I think it has something to do with the way I was raised. For those of you who did not listen to my first episode, I was raised Southern Baptist, and it is kind of a mentality within Christianity that if you want something, just go to God and pray for it, and then you'll get it. And like, God is, you know, just a giant wish granting factory. And I don't think witchcraft is the same. And or even if it is, you know, for some people, if that's, you know, what your usage of spells is, I don't think it's healthy for me to think that way, because I got out of the practice of being mindful, of grounding, of meditation, of cleansing. I got out of all of that because I was like, well, I don't need anything. I have a really great boyfriend. I have a good job. You know, I'm in school and I'm making, you know, good grades. Like, I don't have a roof over my head. You know, I don't need anything. And I don't think that that is a healthy mentality for me to have when it comes to my path. I think I have to be more engaged in it in order to reap the benefits of not needing anything, right? And it, like I said, it wasn't that I completely walked away, that I was like, I don't believe any of this. I still kept my deity altar up for my patron deities. I mean, the only thing I really didn't set up when I got here into my new place was my quote unquote working altar, because I have a backyard now, so I would just go outside and, you know, if I needed to do a spell, that's where I did it. So there really wasn't a need for me to have that working altar up, and also realized that that was something that I missed too. I missed having my quote unquote working altar. Because that was the one that I would decorate for the seasons. And I also realized that through not practicing and not being active in my faith, that I was kind of just going through the motions. One of the things that I liked about Wicca when I first got into, or just witchcraft in general, honestly, was the connection with nature. And how everything has a cycle and everything has a time and a place within life. And it really makes you be present in your day-to-day life when you start noticing stuff like that. When you start noticing, you know, oh, the seasons are changing from spring to summer, you can feel it. You're mentally tuned into the fact that it's happening. You know, you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, the leaves are starting to die. I guess fall is kind of coming up. And it's like, oh yeah, I got the first, you know, big fall festival, you know, fall Sabbath coming up. And I think it's really healthy to be present in one's day-to-day life. And that was something that I just wasn't doing because I was not actively participating in the Sabbaths. And I also was never. I did originally when I started my path. I would, you know, participate in the, I'm gonna say it wrong, fake witch, the e-baths, and I'll I'll figure out how to say it. But that's what I'm going to pronounce it as right now. But I wasn't actively participating in the e-baths, and I know that originally when I started down this path of witchcraft and deconstruction, that was something that kind of kept me also grounded, was, you know, following the cycles of the moon. And I might do a podcast episode on this if I haven't already, but just following that cycle of the moon and the phases of the moon and what they represent, journaling based off of that. I used to do that back when I first started, and it just, see, that's the thing. I say, oh, it got too much, but in reality is I got lazy or I got, you know, depressed. And I'm not making light, obviously, of depression. I am a diagnosed person with depression. I definitely have my bouts of clinical depression. I would never, 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 never say that somebody is lazy because they're depressed. I'm speaking on my own personal self because I can do that. I can call myself lazy. No one else can. But because I say lazy because I knew it was helping. You know, I knew it was helping me be mindful. I knew it was helping me be grounded. I knew it was helping me with my anxiety. I knew it was helping me with my depression and keeping me from getting in a rut. I knew all these things, and I just didn't do it because I didn't make time for it. And so I think that was another thing I realized over the past couple weeks, is that I was like, you know what, change. Like I was doing okay for a little bit, and then now all of a sudden I'm not, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's because I stopped being mindful, and I stopped grounding, and I stopped doing cleansings, and I'm like, wonder why I'm feeling so crappy all of a sudden. I think it just caught up with me, honestly. So in terms of my personal faith, that's definitely something I needed to get back into. And I've started doing it. And I think that was also why I was able to be like, I want to do the podcast again, because I really enjoyed it. And like I said, I continued to think about doing episodes, and that I just never would. Or I'd be like, I'd make some excuse for it. Or, you know, I'd be like, I don't have time, because I spend most of the weekends with my boyfriend. So I'm like, I don't have time, even though I have, you know, the whole week to record an episode, right? You know, making excuses. So with that being said, that's kind of what was going through my head over the past year, kind of where I was mentally and emotionally, and, you know, with my workload and everything kind of changing. And it messed with me, and I think I just needed to get into a groove with everything, and I can definitely say that now I have. So I can have more time, you know, to dedicate to doing this podcast and also engaging with everyone and everything like that. So that's kind of what was going on, so to speak. Obviously, this was a short episode. I didn't want to sit here and bore y'all with all my personal detailings. I just kind of wanted to do the overview if anybody was curious as to what was going on with me personally. Like I said, I will put out the episode for Beltane within the next couple weeks, so be looking out for that. If you want to engage with me on social media, I had lost the password, got a new phone and lost the password to my Instagram, but I finally found it. Yay. Some of the reason why I was like, this is definitely a divine sign that I need to start this podcast back up, when I was able to get a hold of that again. So if you want to find me on social media, I have an Instagram, which is @_WiccanWitchOfTheSouth_. I also have an email, which I do look at occasionally. It is WiccanWitchOfTheSouthPod, that's POD, @gmail.com. Feel free to reach out and email me. I've had a couple people actually reach out and email me, and I really appreciate any kind thoughts and you know, sweet messages that people send me. It means a lot to me. I don't do this podcast for any other reason other than I saw a need within the podcasting world for witches, for somebody who talks specifically about Wicca. I listened to a lot of witch podcasts very early on in my beginning of my path. And so that was one thing that I noticed that was kind of lacking. And I just wanted to provide that because I'm like, well, you know, I have the time and the energy and the willpower to do it. So I might as well do it. So anybody that listens, you know, it just makes me feel great. You know, I think I would continue to do it even if I only had one person listen to my podcast. You know, cause, I don't do it for that reason. I do it because it's fun and I enjoy it. And if I have the ability to make someone's day listening to me ramble on about witchy stuff, then hey, that's a bonus to me. So like I said, I'm going to get a Twitch account set up. I got to look into how to do all that and how I'm going to, you know, do the readings and stuff like that. But that will be coming soon. I will announce it on my Instagram. So that's kind of why it's a good idea to follow me. I don't know if I should get a Twitter. when I read about Twitter, it seems to me like it's not a great place to be, but you know, I know a lot of people have Twitter, and they like having the updates and stuff like that. So I don't know. I may get a Twitter. Who knows? I probably will not be getting a Patreon anytime soon. I think that there's ways for people to support me via the Spotify podcast. So if that becomes a thing, I'll let y'all know. If anything, it really would just be motivation for me to be like, hey, people are donating, you know, a dollar or two to you. So get off your butt and record. but to be honest, I don't really need financial support or anything like that to continue on this podcast. It's not that hard for me. It's just a matter of getting off my butt and doing it. So I am also excited to do the book review that'll be coming shortly. So I think that'll be fun. That probably will be around July timeframe because I actually have to finish reading the book. With all that being said, I appreciate everyone so, so much for listening. For everyone that stuck around for this episode, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, bye-bye.